It's just gone 6 o'clock and we are here backstage with tonight's headliner that's about to go on stage. It is the wonderful Jack Savaretti. Jack, good evening. How are you finding it so far?
I'm emotional. I'm not going to lie. This is our first. We did a festival a couple of weeks ago, but it wasn't exactly with my full band. Some of the guys couldn't make it over because of COVID restrictions and all that. But this is the first show we're going to play as a full band, the Old Boys, in 2 years. It's been 2 years since we did on stage together. So we're looking forward to this.
And obviously, that is quite a special moment, getting all the band together again and just rejoining. But of course, the big news is the brand new album, Hero Piana. So how have you managed to get that back together, playing together to perform that in order to be ready for appearing here today?
Well, I mean, we're going to do a lot of old stuff today because we also want to play a lot of old stuff. We didn't want to come here. We talked about this. We're going to be doing a tour next year, touring the whole new album and all that. We've got a few festivals this summer. And I don't think any of us, after what we've done, wanted to come out here and start pushing new music that nobody had heard. So we thought, if we're going to be playing to people that like us, let's play the good ones, the stuff that we've been playing for ages. I mean, not to say that the new ones aren't good, it's not what that came out around, but I mean, the stuff that people might know. You know, maybe they don't know them either, but at least there's more of a chance of knowing the old ones than the ones they've never heard before. So we've come in with all friends. We're going to squeeze one or two new ones in there, but we're going to keep it just fun.
So the new tour will be supporting the new album, basically. Yeah. So when does that kick off?
Well, we're kicking off in Europe in February, and I think we get to the UK around mid-March and April, even maybe leading into May. Dates keep being added. It's been amazing. We're so excited. The album's been great here, and which really has been overwhelming because it's an album celebrating European music from all over Europe, music that I grew up with in my childhood, music that reminds me of getting away and holidays, something that I think we all really felt the need for in the last 2 years. So it's a bit of escapism that obviously was really needed, and to see that is awesome. So I'm going to be very excited when we get on stage and play the full album through.
Well, I guess a lot of performers, with basically all of the live performing acts just having to stop, I guess COVID for a lot of people has given a period where in some ways it could be quite a creative opportunity, but equally frustrating and not being able to perform. So I guess for you, you've really taken the opportunity to create the new album. And how was that? Was that a really helpful mechanism to cope with COVID?
100%. It kept me sane to a certain degree. It's the reason behind the album. The album is, looking out the window, just wasn't cutting it anymore. It wasn't giving me enough. So I had to create this sort of fantasy. Me and my wife decided to give our kids the best holiday they couldn't go on. And so to do that, I started tapping into all the memories of the greatest holidays I've been on from their age up until now. And most of them were sort of childhood with my parents in the Mediterranean, listening to crazy music late at night, experiencing that for the first time as a child and then as a kid, enjoying it myself. And I decided to make a record that kind of tried to capture all of that. You know, the sound of crickets at night, salt on your skin, ice in a glass, a vessel coming by, falling in love for the first time, falling in love as you do on a summer holiday, even now maybe. Know, a summer loving, as they call it, and just having that escapism, not something that you do every day. And I think we did it, and it kept me my sanity, it kept my band sanity, because it was something we could talk about and create this sort of fantasy world, this fantasy holiday. And it's amazing now to see it out there and to see people, you know, that needed it, so they're using it in a nice way and enjoying it.
So how practically could you make it come about, given the whole sense of creating social distance but still needing to use the technology however you can, whether you can get to the studio to some extent? How difficult was it technically compared to the things you've done before?
It was easy to write. Not easy. It was fun to write. It was like, you know, it was the perfect setup. Nothing was going on. No distractions, no obligations that get in the way, which happens so often. And it was very great. It was great to record because we all got to isolate for 2 weeks and 10 days actually in Abbey Road Studios. So that was a dream. That was a really emotional 10 days, and just play our hearts out for 10 days. And we really evaluated how lucky we are to do that. And then it got hard finishing it off. Dotting the I's and crossing the T's. What would usually take about half an hour when we're all together took about a week, and that was really frustrating to the point where we definitely were challenged. We thought maybe this isn't going to ever get finished. But lockdown kind of finished just as we were about to throw in the towel, and we got it done. So I'm very happy.
Well, obviously that is one of the success stories of lockdown. Firstly, the sense of being creative and able to do that, and then the technical ability to put it together despite all the constraints. So when it comes opposed to getting the other half of it out of your system by performing it live, like you said, across Europe, is there a sense that when it comes to writing your next lot of music, how will you approach that differently, given that you're used to writing in one sort of way, you've got the COVID lockdown, which has led you to writing in a different way. How do you see those two worlds coming together for writing in the future?
I don't know. I mean, it's in the future, and my writing is always very much in the moment. I don't usually plan that far ahead when it comes to what's the next album going to sound like. I mean, we've just kind of... this is a weird one, because usually we made this album last Christmas, you know, and it's all been so slow. Usually the procedure is kind of like, you make the album, you put it out, you tour it. You're touring it even before it comes out a lot of times, and we haven't had any of that. So, I don't know, all of our metrics of time and how we do things and when we do things have just been all thrown out the window. So, how it's going to be moving in the future, I'll have to answer that question further on down the line, because I just don't know.
Okay, so here's a really tough question, of course, because the world of singer-songwriter is both halves of the spectrum. It's that, like you described, all of the emotions, the important things in life that get written into a song, choosing those words and choosing the right sound to go with it. But then the other half is, of course, just being in front of people and just seeing people enjoy it and appreciate it, get over it. So given that whole COVID time has enabled me none of that live performance, but the ability to create, if you had to really call it a bit of an either-or option, would it be the writing and the recording, or would it be the performing?
I think the songwriter is the guy who digs for treasure, and the singer is the guy who shows you what he found. That's the sort of way I like to see it. I don't know how to be one without the other. Personally, I love digging, but I love showing off what I found if I think it's any good. I've definitely reevaluated. I've definitely been made more aware of it. I might have thought they were both the same thing. Very different grounds.
Well, you definitely are a singer, songwriter, performer. So we wish you well for a brilliant set tonight. You're going on stage in a couple of hours. We'll need you to get ready for that. Fantastic chat to you, Jack Severotti, at the Cambridge Club Festival. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. Ciao.